Tanya today is in studio with us, and we are really honored to have you, Tanya. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
You bet. And Tanya is, for some of you who might not know, she is a trick shot artist in golf, and she's been doing this for quite a while, I think. And over 600,000 social media followers, and just if you haven't or you don't know who Tanya is, search her up, YouTube, social media, all those places. You can see some of these amazing trick golf shots that she does. And she is in town for the Beth and Adith Miller Classic. This is a golf fundraiser for Winona Health. And Tanya will be giving a trick shot exposition today around 4:45 p.m. over at Cedar Valley Golf Course in Winona. Tanya, how did you get into trick shots, these, you know, some of these things that you do? How did you first get into this?
So, to be honest, I wanted to go competitive. I wanted to be a pro. That was, like, my initial dream. But then I didn't have any friends or family that played golf either. So I did these trick shots for them basically just to be like, is this cool? Because they all thought golf was quite boring and they didn't play it. And they were like, you don't even run. It's not even a real sport. And I was like, fair enough. I don't run. Like, when I play golf.
You didn't want to run.
I know. I actually thought about it. I was like, there's never a moment on the golf course where I have to run. So I was like, fair enough. But I did these tricks for them because I was away living in Miami. I just finished college. I was away from them, and I posted them on social media. It was private at the time, and then they kept trying to tag their friends and stuff, but they couldn't see it because it was private. So fast forward like 2 years, I eventually took it off. I was like, whatever, anyone can see the trick shots. I don't really care anymore. That same day, a bunch of the golf channels were kind of writing to me, can we post these trick shots? These are amazing. And it probably happened within 24 hours. I started getting like a following, and then I pretty much was like, what? People like trick shots?
So your life kind of changed within like 24 hours of those postings.
Yes, exactly. It was kind of one of those, I forgot the quote, but it's like you take your opportunities when you come kind of thing. So when I realized within, I think it was within like a month and a half, I was in America filming a commercial at the time for Honda. And it all just happened so quickly. And what I realized was it was really helping my golf, you know, like having the support. And so I did it. And fast forward, it's like taken over my golf situation, I suppose.
So did you play on the LPGA?
I didn't. I played a tournament on the LPGA, but I got an invite. It wasn't like I guess I didn't earn my way there properly. Right.
I feel like you kind of earned your way there. It's just not like qualifying, you know, a little different.
Right.
I'm curious as to what like is the process like, and when you like think of a trick shot, and then how do you go through the steps of when you rainbow kick the golf ball over your head, flick it up with the wedge, and then with the handle, you send it into a cup? Like, how does the process all work with that?
So I would say now, for where I'm at, coming up with stuff and ideas and being more creative is harder and harder. Mm-hmm. But I think the most exciting thing for me is when I think of something so random that's never been done before, and then I don't even know if it's possible at the time when I'm thinking of it, and then I start doing it. A lot of the time, normally within like the first 15 minutes, I'll get really close, and then I'll realize it's possible, and then just like grinding it out until you got it. But that whole process from start to finish and seeing it happen, I think there's like this weird surreal moment at the end when it goes in the cup. I'd say cup tricks. Or I'm speaking more so for cup tricks because they're the hardest. But like, I just know this like weird feeling that's almost like unreal where it goes into the cup and you're like, oh my God, everything I thought of just, it worked.
Yeah,
and then past that, you post and people enjoy it and you're like, this was as cool as I thought it was going to be.
Is there like an average of time it takes you from inception of the idea to making it in the cup?
Normally, as soon as I think of an idea, it's probably within that day I start trying it. Because I would say that, like, coming out with new stuff that's not done, like, there's quite a few trick shot artists now. But I would say, like, I get too excited. I've kind of got to start it. There's been a few times where I've tried to do something and I've realized it's absolutely not possible, like, what I thought of. So I'll switch it up a bit and do something that is possible, but that's not nearly as satisfying as coming out with something brand new.
Did you have an affinity for it right away? Were you able to do some of these tricks right away when you started trying to do them?
Yeah, I have some people ask me often, how do you like build up your hand-eye coordination? I don't No. I don't really know. I think just growing up, I was always, like, quick to pick up sports and stuff like that. But outside of that, I still think, even now, if you're coming to the show or if anyone's coming to the show, you'll see I'm going to miss. Like, it's not going to be perfect. But I also do a really, really raw show. Like, it's not really staged at all. I won't give too much away. But I do it so raw that it's almost like I don't know what I'm going to need to do before I do it. And then I just try it on the spot. And partially kind of to prove to people that I can do stuff, you know, as it comes. But also just want to give everyone like a really real version of what I do. It's almost like a behind the scenes of what I do. And you get to be a part of it kind of thing. Yeah. And, you know, I wouldn't want to, like, post on my social media that I do all this stuff and then, like, do a stage show that isn't related to what I do. So all the stuff that you see on my social media, apart from, like, cup tricks, because I can't just stand there and grind out a cup trick while I'm real wasting. Apart from that, everything you see on my social media, I basically do that in that show.
No, that's very cool. Tanya Tadde is our guest. She is a trick shot golfer, and she's in town. She's right here in Winona. She's in studio with us right now. She's in town for the Beth and Addith Miller Classic. That is a golf fundraiser for the Winona Health Foundation. And Tanya will be at the Cedar Valley Golf Course this afternoon around 4:45, giving as she said, a kind of a behind-the-scenes exhibition. And if you haven't seen Tanya Tadde's trick shots online, check them out. So cool, some of the stuff she does. So amazing. And you can search her up on YouTube, social media, all those places. She does some amazing things. Tanya, you were, like you said, you were trying to be a professional golfer. You're born and raised in New Zealand. And was the trick shot thing, like, was it kind of a relief, I guess? I mean, you said you wanted to be a professional golfer, but that's a grind trying to make the LPGA, all the travel. And I'm sure you still travel a lot now. But was it almost a relief to find this other thing that you were really good at and you like to do to maybe sort of get off the grind of trying to make the LPGA?
Yes, I think the relief part came with it really helped my golf. I was getting, you know, sponsorships that were taking pressure off me having to perform so perfectly. Mm. But I do, like, at the end of the day, like, I always wanted to be a pro golfer. That was number one. That was where my passion was growing up and stuff like that. So I guess I wouldn't say as a overall thing that it was a relief. Mm-hmm. It was kind of, if anything, it was a relief that when golf ended for me a little bit like that, I had somewhere to fall into and I'm still in that space and I still get to be around golf as much as I do.
Yeah.
But during it, no, I just saw them as two different things. Mm-hmm. I wish I could have continued playing as much as I did back then.
You started doing trick shots before you started playing like competitive golf or actually like playing rounds of golf though, is that right?
Kind of, yes. I tried to grind it out earlier, but I've, you know, had a bunch of surgeries. Like I had shoulder surgery last year even. It didn't really work out for me in that sense. I think if I never got injured or anything like that, I'd probably still be trying to like grind it out. But I don't know if my body can handle it anymore. Surprisingly, it can handle the trick shots, though.
Well, that's good. Do you still live in New Zealand now?
No, but I did just get back from New Zealand, like, not last night, the night before.
Oh, okay. So, how much are you on the road?
I'm a bit careful about that now. I know if I'm on the road for, like, 2 to 3 weeks in a row, I'll get sick. It's just, I don't know why, but it's just...
Well, no, it travels hard on the body like that.
Yeah. But before COVID, when I was just kind of grinding it all out, I probably would be home like 2 nights a month. Mm-hmm. So it was quite a lot. Yeah.
That is a lot. Yeah. I was curious, back to your playing golf. Do you ever just play 18 holes of golf?
Yeah, I love playing golf.
Right. So you still have a lot of fun like on the course and doing that stuff and then to make the money with the trick shots, right?
Totally. Yeah, just playing golf generally, I love it. I'll do it as much as I can. But yeah.
Do you, when you're playing with people, just a regular round of golf, do they ever ask you to like pull out a trick shot or like do something crazy?
Oh yeah, not my friends now. They're probably over it.
Yeah. It's not cool anymore for your friends.
Yeah, they're like, can you stop? Yeah. But yes, definitely. If I'm at a golf course and like I come across somebody who might know of the trick shots and stuff, they'll ask me to do a trick, and honestly, it's fine. Just sometimes when you're really caught off guard,
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like quite difficult to just do a trick.
Right.
And then, I mean, if there's heaps of people around, it's like, you know, sometimes a little bit awkward.
Yeah.
I'm like, please get it. Please get it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because sometimes you don't want to be like Tanya the trick shotter. You just want to be Tanya playing a round of golf, right?
Yeah.
You want to be like a little bit anonymous, I would think.
Kind of. Yeah, yeah. I do want to play. And I mean, sometimes if I do play, if I were to go play a tournament now, like some people will be looking at my scores kind of trying to justify their comments on social media maybe and stuff like that. There's a tiny, tiny bit more pressure. But at the same time, it doesn't really matter because I have a lot more support too.
Yeah, right. Those people are just losers. They're the worst.
There are so, like, rough people on social media. But I would say for me personally, like, my experience on social media, like, you're always going to have the bad kind of good. But most of the people, I would say like 99% of the people that support me, like they're really, really supportive. And so I've had like a really good run with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Jake, you got anything else for
Tanya? I got one last question.
Yeah. Yeah.
You always incorporate stuff with your feet. Do you have a background in like soccer? Like, did you play hacky sack a bunch as a kid? Where do you find the feet skills?
I actually don't know. I played soccer socially for 1 year when I was 13.
Really? That's it?
Yeah, I think, I don't know. For me, the footwork stuff is actually the easier stuff that I do. So I like to incorporate it a lot because I know I can do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But for other people, I've noticed it's the harder.
It's impossible. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I would say.
I think it's so impressive how you can do that with your feet and the ball is like.
Yes.
That small. I think that's so cool how you can do that.
Yeah, I would say it's funny you brought up the rainbow kick because, like, just doing a rainbow kick and then hitting it out of the air is probably, like, one of my favorite things to do. It's not the easiest thing to do because, like, as you said, like, the golf ball's so small. If it's, like, thick grass, it gets lost between your shoes.
Right.
Like, it's hard to find it. But when you pull it off, I don't know. I just think that trick looks really cool.
It also looks just so smooth when you do it. It's very so cool.
Do you ever get little kids coming up to you asking you, like, I want to be a trick shot golfer, too, and asking you
to
show them things?
Really?
Yes, yes. I've had a few. I mean, during COVID, there was a patch of time where obviously no one could do anything.
Right.
I was very paranoid at the first part of COVID. Before I knew what it was, I honestly thought I was going to die in America. I was like, oh my God, I'm not going to die with my family.
Right.
I was freaking out. So during that time, there were a bunch of younger, I would say like I focused on the younger girls, but like there were a bunch of younger girls that would ask me questions and stuff. And so I just started like FaceTiming them. And I just talked to them about it and stuff like that and just like hear where they're at. And it was like nice. Like obviously I talked to the parents first and then the parents would like FaceTime.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I have like had situations like that. I think it's really rewarding and fulfilling to see that like there are kids that maybe didn't like golf as much and then they saw the trick shot stuff and now they're like kind of into golf because of it.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of how I started too. So I get it. Right. Like it's not the easiest sport to like jump into. Mm-mm. There's a big learning curve before you get to the point where you love it.
Right.
And most people don't make it through that learning curve.
If you can help with that, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it feels really good. You know, like golf's given me a lot. Like it's nice to be able to like share that with somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. That is Tanya Tade. We have to leave it there with Tanya, but Tanya Tade in studio with us. She is a trick shot golfer, and she will be at Cedar Valley Golf Course today at 4:45 here in Winona. And if you don't know about Tanya, she's just an amazing trick shot artist in the world of golf. 600,000 social media followers. Search her up on social media, on YouTube. Check her out, and you can come out and see this free exhibition she is doing today. She does some amazing things with a golf club, with a golf ball, and just really amazing. So she is in our little corner of the world here. You can check her out today this afternoon in Winona.